The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
What's up, everybody? Thank you for tuning in for another episode. Just wanted to say a couple things here. Firstly, this episode was kind of a cluster. We had guys driving down the road. We had guys in their sheds out back, and their AC was kind of cutting in. So you're going to hear some background noise periodically. It's kind of brief. I was able to edit most of it out. It's been kind of a chore not diminishing the audio of everybody else on that podcast. But we had a really good time, and it's time to announce the Yakking for Bass Challenge. I really hope to have this out last week, but life just got in the way. It is what it is, and you guys kind of become acquainted a little bit with those delays. But we're working hard to get everything back on schedule, and the busyness of life has kind of waned, and so we're gonna have a really cool product out for you guys this summer. We've been working on something really big, but in the meantime, it's time to hear some annual crap talking, and that's what this episode's about. The other thing I should mention is that in this episode, I was looking at my hunting pack over here in the corner, and I said tethered one sticks. There is a tethered prize that we are giving away. It is not the tethered one sticks. I'm working with Tethered on what that's going to be. I just happen to have my gear over here because whenever I get on the podcast, I kind of surround myself with a bunch of like outdoor related stuff that makes me feel like I'm in the woods, that, you know, kind of gets me in the mood. And so I've got my tethered one sticks here. I got my Phantom saddle here, the Phantom XL MVP, by the way. And then I've got my fishing rods over here, and the deer hunt stuff is kind of collecting dust, but it just kind of gets me in the mood. I got my turkey on the wall, my bass on the wall, my trout on the wall. I got all this stuff. And so I just grabbed Tethered One Sticks. I'll let you guys know what it is. We are giving away a prize from Tethered this year. It may or may not be the Tethered One Stick. So don't get hung up on that. I didn't want to falsely advertise what's going on. And we are partnering with some other people as well. Tailored Lures will be donating some prizes just like they did last year. They make some of the best freaking frogs I've ever seen. Really unique colors and designs that really elicit a nice strong strike. And we got a couple other things in the works. So if you're listening to this and you're like, hey, I know somebody who might want to donate, let us know. We've got prizes for winning the divisions, and we've got prizes for just entering fish. We're going to make this as fun as humanly possible for you guys, and I'm going to keep this short, sweet, let you get on to a short and sweet episode where we all talk some crap, and I'll see you guys on the other side.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to another riveting episode of the Chasing Tails Outdoor Podcast. This is a crap show. We have been trying to get everybody's schedules aligned. As you guys know, Chase works 7 days a week. Nick is off fishing 7 days a week. Adam is like 4 hours behind us, and Chuck just never picks up the phone. So the fact that we've got five people on this call is an absolute miracle. We had to beg, steal, lie, and cheat just to make this happen. But guys, we are here to unveil something new. A new name on the same event with a new take. It is that time. The water's warming up. Chuck has officially quit scooping ice off of his driveway. And that means it's time for the annual charity fundraising fishing tournament that we have rebranded the Ditch Pickle Extravaganza. And that'll make a little more sense here in a little bit. But fellas, I've got to say, I turned a corner today when I got all my lures on clearance. I'm chomping at the bit to go fishing. Am I the only person?
Yes. Yes, you are.
I'll be ready when the tournament starts.
Yeah. No, I mean, it just passed. I just remembered I still have a Tennessee turkey hunt. And so, to be honest with you guys, turkey season has kind of taken the front center stage along with just life in general. And so we're a little bit behind the eight ball when it comes to planning this event. You know, Chuck is always kind of fighting fate because his season starts like 2 weeks before, you know, the Yakking for Bass Challenge would typically get going. So, you know, he doesn't even go buy his kayak until about like June 1st every year. And so realistically, I think he uses it as a like built-in handicap. He's like, well, I only get to fish for 2 weeks out of the year, you know.
I don't mind a handicap. I'll take 15 inches.
That's what she said.
1 inch for every day. Come on now.
That took us like maybe 3 minutes to get completely off the rails. I'm very proud of us. Guys, so this is fun. Some of the details are still kind of unfolding. We are not going to have a hoodie this year. That was a debacle last year that, I mean, Chase, unless you're taking point on that, are you taking point on a hoodie this year?
I mean,
we don't even have a logo yet. I'm still working on a logo.
The interest is.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. Enough people wanted them, I'd do it, but
yeah.
I can't remember. We did like 20 something last year or something. So,
well, and we got to come up with a lure idea. I've got two ideas. We either do just like a little like kosher pickle with like a single hook through it, and that could be the ditch pickle, the ditch pickle logo, or we do like a pickle with treble hooks coming off of it, looking like it's walking the dog kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, Parker, when you listen to this next year, go ahead and start working on the logo. Parker binges my podcast whenever he's on the road, so he'll probably hear this right about the time for the Tennessee turkey hunt.
Perfect.
You guys are mum this year. What the hell is wrong with you? There is not. I'm the only person slinging shade right now. Chuck made one innuendo, and that's like it.
Is Parker going to fish this year or not?
Did he fish last year?
He didn't last year.
Not really. He like his one lake was low.
Day fishing from a dock or something like that.
Like one day.
I think that'll change though. Now that it with the new some of the new rules and regulations that we've been throwing around, I think that'll change for him.
Yeah, it might actually. I hadn't even really
thought
about that.
What about Greg? Will that change anything for Greg?
Yeah, Greg can participate again. Actually, I need to text Greg and let him know that boats are available because he sold his kayak last year because his kids wanted to go fishing with him more. Which I guess let's just go ahead and rip the Band-Aid off the wound here. There's no regulations this year, with the exception of you can't use bait. I mean, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of regulations, but if you want to use a boat, you want to use a kayak, you want to fish from the bank, you want to fish for a dock, you can do whatever it is you want to, but you just can't use any bait. So lures, artificial lures only. I guess if you want to noodle a bass, that counts. You know, you can stick your hand in a hole, pull out a bass. I mean, go for it. But that's been something that's been heavily requested, and I've kind of been reluctant to include it. This, you know, I take ownership of that. I didn't really want to include a lot of people who were, you know, fishing for the Adam's camera just tumbled.
Nobody. Thank goodness he was wearing pants.
Yeah, seriously. And underwear, you know. He could have got a shot right up the shorts, you know.
You already had one of those.
I was about to say, it wouldn't be a first.
That's a great inside joke.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, I can't. Oh, that was.
They get to see stuff like that.
Yeah. There's an OnlyFans set up for the Yakking for Bass job, the Ditch Pickle Extravaganza.
Better than OnlyFans.
Yeah. OnlyFans, dude. OnlyFans.
OnlyFans.
There you go. Yeah.
But yeah, it was just one of those things where I was kind of hesitant to include that. But, you know, Chase was like, dude, you got to get over it. Our purpose here is to raise money, and there's people every year who want to do this. And so, you know, we're gonna open it up. We're gonna make it a free for all, and we're gonna change the divisions up this year. There's only two divisions that retain from last year. That's gonna be the Lunker, and so that's just gonna be the longest fish. And good lord, there were some big ones that were fighting for first place last year. There's gonna be an event host, so everybody on this call or any creators who are helping with the event, whether that's judging or awareness stuff like that, they're all gonna get thrown into their own pot. You can still fish against them as well because they're going to be in the other divisions in addition to that group. But we just kind of wanted to have our own little crap talking group over there so that, you know, Chuck and Austin and Adam could all see, you know, Nick, Chase, and I up at the top. And so
Wait. Back up. How did last year go?
I can't access the files.
Yeah, remind me.
That's about it. Yeah, it's a glitch with Fishing Chaos. Well, you just can't access last year's, you know, report. Well, it's terrible.
All the files are gone.
I just, never mind. I'm not gonna make that joke. but then we're going to have two other divisions. And I think this is going to be really fun. One of the major pieces of feedback we get is that the guys from PA and New York and Wisconsin and Michigan, they can't compete with Florida, Texas, Georgia. Basically, I don't think we have any anglers from California to date. If we do, we'll look at putting them in that same group maybe as well. I know there's some absolute hammers that come out of that state. But, you know, you have guys that are going up in their respective areas and they're just catching hammers like Pike. I don't even know what the guy's actual name is. Chuck, what's his name?
Pickerowski. Yeah.
Pickerowski. Okay. The guy catches absolute slobs, but you're not going to compete with Florida. And it's kind of unfair to him. He's in there every year giving it hell, but we feel like we ought to level the playing field a little bit. So we're mimicking what the yak and for what the kayak bass fishing tournaments do. And so, we're going to have two open divisions. It's going to be Florida, Georgia, Texas, and California, and then everybody else. And there's not going to be any buy-in from the Florida, Georgia, Texas, California crowd. But if you're from one of the other remaining 46 states, I think they should be able to buy into the Florida pot. If you think you can compete from Texas, go for it. Just like we said, if a kayaker can compete with a bass fisherman, we should allow it. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds good. I mean, I don't think anyone's ever won it from a state other than Florida.
Yeah. Which is just amazing, really, yeah. If you think about it, because Walt is obviously from Florida, and he's barely ever beat any of us. So,
Jesus. Yeah, I knew it was coming. Yeah. You know, it's one of those things where somebody has to bring up the rear in the state of Florida. And so, I guess that's me. I'm probably one of the worst anglers from the best fishing state in the country. So
it's so bad that you had to go buy a boat and get rid of your kayak.
Did I got rid of both kayaks? I don't own any kind of paddle craft unless the boat motor dies, in which case I have the world's biggest paddle craft. But I mean, I think you guys. What do you think? You think this is going to be a good thing because we're going to do it at $25 a year. This year, so we kept that price point the same, and then we're going to do a lot of random prizes. So if you submit a fish, you're going to be entered to win. So we've got a set of tethered one sticks, which is going to be the grand prize. That's going to be given away at random, so you can catch one 10-inch fish or bigger, register it, and you're entered to win a set of tethered one sticks. Every creator is going to have a set of prizes they're going to give away, and then we're going to do a gift card to the first place of each division, with the exception of the creators. We don't win anything.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. I'm actually excited for it this year because I think with the changes, we're going to get a lot more participation. I know a lot of guys that are like, I have a kayak. I don't have the time to put it out, but I know I can go next door and fish this small pond. You know, I've been fishing my entire life off the shore and I can catch at least a couple fish.
Yep. Well, I mean, look at Pat. I mean, every year Pat is offered multiple kayaks and he won't borrow any of them. And he uses that as an excuse not to fish in the tournament. And so, you know, realistically, you know, guys like Pat can just, you know, at work, go catch a bass, you know, and compete on their lunch break. I mean, that's a huge advantage. I mean, how many people have an hour after work to go sit in a ditch and catch a pickle?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I will tell you from up here, it is a huge advantage as well, because there's a lot of really small ponds that are just packed full, loaded, absolutely loaded with bass, you know, not always really big bass, but loaded with bass. You can catch them all day long, but you're not going to put a kayak in it. Mm-hmm. You know, you're talking something you can cast across, you know, a lot of that's very, very typical up north.
So let's do this real quick, because I know Adam is up against the clock here. It is tradition for us to do some smack talking, and we need to kick this off because this has been the most lukewarm average. We're recording at 9 p.m. on a Tuesday night episode. We're going to go in the alphabetical order. Okay, first name, alphabetical order. Adam, you get to go first. I want you to give me one bold prediction for yourself and for everybody else in the, and then for one other person in the group. So two bold predictions, one for yourself and one for someone else in the tournament.
All right. Bold prediction for myself. I'm going to break 90 inches in Oregon. I'm going to break 90 inches. Feel like that's pretty bold, but yeah. I'm feeling it this year. And for someone else, oh man, I think how bold do I want to go?
Bold. Go bold or go home.
Well, I'm going to go really bold here, and I'm going to say that you are going to beat Chuck this year.
Again?
Because I want to be bold.
That is bold. That is bold. I was going to say bold like Austin beating his wife in fishing, but he pays the price for not showing up to these things.
He does. He does. I think he waits. He looks forward to it, though, I think, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Well, right. I guess I'm next.
Yep.
You know, actually, Adam stole mine because I was going to say my own bold prediction was 90 inches. I've never hit 90 inches, I don't believe, in this tournament.
You've not.
I think the closest I've been was like 88 or 86, which is a really good year for me. That was but my
by a half inch.
Yeah. Yep. It was indeed. I was out at the last minute just missing bite after bite. Just unbelievable. Just caught my personal best first cast and then missed fish for the next 3 hours. But my bold prediction for someone else was also going to be for Walt. And I think Walt is going to beat 100 inches.
Jesus Christ.
Yep. That's bold. You guys say go bold. That's bold. So I will lose to Walt this year. We will both have our best years.
Nice. Guess I'm next.
Mm-hmm.
Bold prediction for myself. What did I have? 115.75 last year. Well, and that's tied for the record with Nick. So this year I take the record by myself with, I'm going to say 118 inches.
Woo!
Jesus.
118 inches.
That means
divide that by
five fish over 23 inches.
Yeah, it's possible.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's got to be bold.
Y'all ever seen
Someone put up numbers like that last year, did they not?
Who?
In the boating division, didn't they put up numbers that big? Or was it Nick? Nick,
yeah, I think he was using – I think Tuttle was using Shiners, though, if I'm not mistaken. I'm pretty sure boating division – no, Tuttle only got 111 inches.
Okay. Yeah, now
that – 109.
No, the record's still 115.75.
And the biggest overall fish ever caught is 25.5.
Yeah.
And no, it's not. And no, it's not. And Clint Remington caught one, but he had an open mouth deduction, remember?
Correct.
So he lost an inch. So it was like 26.5.
Yep. I caught one, but it was 27.25 and then dropped my phone in the lake. So,
yeah, sure you did.
Was that the same day that I caught those 5 25-inch fish and dropped my phone in the lake? I think that was the same. Yeah,
probably.
I also caught the Loch Ness Monster that day, but lost my phone.
Broke that braid.
Inches and one, not 120, like 115 inches in one trip. And then
that was the same day he was out there fishing naked, so we don't know what he was on that day.
Right, true.
Listen, if you want some brownie points, I will tell you where he lost his phone. Hell, Adam will too, because there is a winning bag on there you can submit somewhere of 115 fish. You're going to crush whatever tournament that is if you can find the phone.
Yeah.
All right, Nick, what's your bold prediction?
I'm going to get my bold prediction for somebody.
Sorry, I thought Chase had. Go ahead.
Bold prediction for somebody else. Nick will be the first person to break the record, and he'll get 116, and then I will come back and beat him with the 118.
Nick will predictions include divorces, potential divorces caused by this tournament.
Very close.
No, she enjoys me being gone. Actually, that helped.
All right, Nick, that's you, bud.
Well, now that everybody's taken every option that I had, I was going to say the same thing. I was going to say Walt broke 100 inches, but I guess for myself, I was going to say the same. I mean, if it's going to be bold, I guess I could take the record for biggest fish, be 26.5. Would you say that was the going record?
26.5 is the only one anybody's ever like actually submitted.
Yeah.
It was probably 26.
Yeah, it's probably close to 26.
With the mouth open.
Yeah, that's a good point, because it wasn't open by much, so it was probably 26. So 26 and a half would take it. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
And I say Adam breaks 100 inches in Oregon.
Jesus Christ.
I think he can do it.
There's guys that catch one-day bags that are close to 100 inches. So
what?
It's doable.
I think you can do it.
With shiners?
It's not legal to fish in the state of Oregon with live bait. There's guys who will put plus pound five fish back on a one-day tournament.
No kidding.
Yeah, don't tell guys from Florida it's not legal, then, because they'll just go down there, use shiners, and catch 100-bag limit.
Oh,
no wonder they're doing it. No one else is fishing with bait.
All right. So, bold prediction for myself. I'm going to say I break 95 inches. I don't think there's any way I break 100. I think that's just crazy. I get in my own way too much there. So I'm going to say I break 95 inches with one at like that 24 to 25 inch mark. Just one like absolute hammer that makes up the difference for all the dinks I'm going to put in there. And if I have to give one bold prediction, I'm going to say that Austin's wife outfishes Chuck, Austin, and Adam this year in the tournament.
Wow. Not super.
What'd you say?
It's not that bold. She brought up.
Hey, I'm fine as long as you don't outfish me, Walt.
You're okay as long as, yeah. Yeah, that's the low water mark. If I outfish you, you really suck.
Hey, take it easy, okay?
You've only beat you one time. No, two times. First 2 years, right?
I think I got you the first year because you really struggled early.
First year was bad for you all.
Yeah. Was it? Oh, it was. Yeah. It was really bad. That was like last day of the tournament. I was submitting my fifth fish. I just could not.
You had what, like 65, 67 inches?
Yeah, that was really bad.
You stand by that 1 year. I think that might be the only year you got me.
Yeah, so I'm 1-for-2 right now, which is a starting place at the Atlanta Braves. So I will take it. Batting 333. No, that's not even right. That's 1-for-3. That's 33.
1-for-3. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Well, Nick's gonna hit his secret spot, so you'll be all right.
He can't take me to a secret spot. I can't get there. You know what my bold prediction should have been? My bold prediction should have been that Nick's going to hunk that $1,300 piece of crap off the back of his kayak when he can't paddle through the hydrilla with it. He's going to spend $1,300 on his pedal drive, and then he's never going to use it because everywhere he wants to go is just going to be chock full of hydrilla.
Yeah, I probably won't be able to use it half the time, but that other half the time, it's going to help. I'm sure it's going to have its ups and downs. But see, what you don't know, I'm working with Junior to develop a special prop that just chops that crap all up. And then hopefully they'll give us some good sponsorship and we'll have some canoes to give out. That's the end goal here.
That's the end goal.
But you got to make the front hand purchase first. So.
You're going to have Nick out there rooster tailing like he's got a gator tail on the back of his dadgum new canoe. Oh, God.
We'll see.
Oh, man. Well, so here's the deal. We have to decide who are we donating the money to this year? I've got an opinion on this, but it's open to the floor, to the committee here, the people who could manage to attend, not Austin. I'm thinking we give this to Marcus Lashley and the Wildlife and or the Wild Turkey and Associated Wildlife Fund. We tend to do something hunting periodically. What do we think about that?
I'm 100% in on that. I think the Wild Turkey probably needs the most help right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
I'm all about the turkeys, man.
You're tagged out. You ought to be locked in, laser focused on fishing, man.
Well, now I got to take everybody else to kill their bird. So,
smart man.
I got my wife needs to kill a bird.
Kill their bird.
Yeah.
I had that Marion County parentheses. Did y'all see it? Oh, man. No, that's all right. So let's talk dates. So we're going to run it for a month, May 18th to June 20th. So by the time you're hearing this, you've got about 10 days to sign up. But we're going to run registration through, I think, like the 10th of June. I think we're going to cut it off 3 weeks into the tournament, just like we did last year. That way somebody can't, you know, the last day come in and, you know, swipe, you know, you had to at least fish for a week. But that gives everybody a huge chunk of time, weather dependent. I mean, sometimes it sucks. You'll have a couple weeks of really bad rain and.
Fish ain't biting.
Yeah. For me, that's the entire month, but whatever.
You got some baits to use up, man.
You know what's funny is last year, the day after the tournament, my brother and I went out and we caught like a solid 35 pounds of bass in like a half hour. It was just like hook set after hook set, and they were all 18 inches. I'm like, what the hell? What is this, man? It was crazy. And the year before that, I went out bass fishing on an impoundment with my kayak. And I hooked like three that were like solid, like 16 to 17 inch fish. And then I struggled the way that I did. It's just like sometimes, man, that luck just lightning strikes fast.
Mm-hmm.
Like Chuck in a freaking Florida WMA.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, that one year it was just one night for me, really, that put it all together. It was just like one 18 inch fish after another. It was almost back to back cast, too, like three or four straight. That's all. You get one little run like that, one good hot day or night.
Yep.
Leaderboard.
Yeah.
Makes a big difference.
For sure. Well, guys, I don't know that there's much else to say about this. Do y'all have anything to add? Any words of encouragement for Adam or Austin or anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All
right. I mean, Austin, he's just a fish, right? Needs to get out.
Yeah, man. I mean, tell me what's the deal. Does his wife just lock him up in the evenings and the afternoons? I mean, like, what's the deal with that? It seems like he works all day, and then he's always just tied up in the evenings. What does his wife do? Does she even like help around the house?
First off, I'm not getting in the middle of that. Part of it.
She must be scary. Did you see how quickly Chuck bowed out of that conversation? He's not even married to her. And he's like, nope.
No, it's Austin, dude. It's all him. He's putting it all on himself. She's great. She would definitely let him go. I mean, I know for sure times where she would set up a babysitter just so those two could go fishing. Uh-huh. You know, it's just tough. You got two young kids. You know how it is. Walt with young kids. You guys probably all know how it is with young kids, if you got any. And not Adam, me.
He's got a dog. He can put that thing in the cage. It's illegal to put kids in cage, I found out.
He's with me right now, and he's just chilling. He's fine.
Yeah, so. Super well-behaved, you know. But it's tough. Like I said, I think, again, what's going to help him is shore fishing. He can take his kids shore fishing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he can be fishing for bass while, you know, helping them bobber fish for bluegill. They'll probably catch all the fish and he'll put it on his bump board, but that's the only disadvantage to us.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Well, I guess there's one important thing to talk about right there, actually, is what you just kind of talked about, the different species. So in case you're new to the podcast or you're listening to this for the first time, any black bass species, largemouth, smallmouth, shoal bass, anything that has a big mouth on it that you know, you catch with a worm, you can put in there. So if you're in a place like, you know, up north where they only have, you know, smallmouth, send it. It counts. So I'm waiting for somebody to like submit a perch or something like stupid.
Didn't somebody submit like a snook or something last year?
Yeah. Yeah, and it took like 30 minutes for somebody to report it. Like, it was like that. And I was like, what the hell? Like, I'm expecting this to like drag out throughout the course of the day, and people were raising hell. So
I'm gonna put a on there. I'm gonna go catch a 6-foot sturgeon and put that on there.
So far there hasn't been anything like, even, never mind, I'm not gonna say that, because it's just going to encourage it. But yeah, Yeah, everybody's been following the rules. We'll just leave it at that. So with that, fellas, let's put a pin in this. If you got any questions, listen, you know, reach out to one of us. We're all willing to answer questions. The rules are posted up there. The registration, if you're listening to this, registration is live. We'd love to have you register. Again, all of the money, all the proceeds go directly to conservation. They're going to the Wild Turkey and Associated Wildlife Fund. That seems like the most pressing need. I don't think there's any shortage of ditch pickles to be had. Deer, white-tailed deer are abundant. Ducks and everything seem to be in good shape. And so we're going to put our money where our mouth is and have a good time doing it. We got a bunch of prizes we're going to talk about. We'll have some updates as we go. Excuse me. We'll have some updates as we go throughout the tournament as well. I'm sure there'll be some serious smack talking to be had. Yeah. Until next time, y'all be good.